Network. I'm your host, Fierce Messing, and today is Saturday. It is Sing Along Saturday. How about that? We're going to sing along, but it's going to be a whole different tune. We're going to sing along, baby darlings, but it's going to be a whole different tune. It ain't the song that you think it's going to be. Yes, baby, we're going to get on down with it. Guess what? I'm broadcasting live from Windy City. It is March 4th, 2023, 7 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it on up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, come on, boy, buddy. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum, Gumbarum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumbarum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumbarum, Natural Vanilla, which is Gumba Go, and Natural Coconut, which is Gumba Filler. The CEO and the founder of Gumbarum is Steve Gum. He's the hardest working retired man I ever did see. I'm telling you, he is pushing Gumbarum to save his life. Let me tell you, he's pushing Gumbarum with one hand, and he's taking it all down with the other. I've never seen a class act like this. I'm telling you, Steve is going something. He's the sweetest guy ever. He is really, really a great role model. He really is. He's a great role model because he is doing his dream, right? So listen. I got some hot stuff for you today. Independent artist Israel the Poet. He is on air. He got some hot music all today. We're going to sing along, honey. But it's going to be a whole different tune, baby doll. So listen, you got to stay tuned. Stay tuned. Nothing on the web, darling. Listen, before I get into the music, I want you to get into this while you're on Facebook, having your denture or your drink, whatever you're winding down with. Use the keyword, the Fierce Spirit, when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer, work with me. Come on. Come on. All right. Your music is being heard all over the world, my darlings. Indeed, it is. Listen, I got some hot music for you from independent artist Israel the Poet is on air. He's a gospel hip-hop artist who fearfully writes all his songs putting God first. He authentically loves Jesus and not afraid to say the mighty name in his music. The goal of his music ministry is to present the truth of God to the masses. His lyrics are passionate and sharp. Furthermore, his lyrics are biblical, accurate, which may not be pleasing to the ears of those who only cherry-pick ear-pleasing biblical verses. Israel the prophet, Israel the, I did that the other day. I called him a prophet. I don't know where they come from. It just came up. But Israel the poet is thorough. He's thorough and true with the biblical message of love and judgment. God is love, and he is also a consuming fire. Yes, he is up in here. So Israel the poet is also highly concerned for the persecuted saints, and his music is watchful for the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. Be ready to be enlightened with your spiritual ears for music videos and more. Please do visit this artist online at www.israelthepoet.com. And let me tell you something, a lot of people do cherry pick through the word. They, you know, tend to pick out what they want, you know, and it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. You can't pick out a scripture and say, well, this is what I want for this week. And then next week, well, I want this for this week. Let me tell you something. And I got a story I'm going to tell you about this guy. His name was Joe. Now, this is a true story. Can I make this up? Listen, long time ago, when I was married, listen, we had a show at WBON, it was New Wave. That wasn't my show. I was just in there helping out, answering the telephone. Let's get it straight. So, listen, I was just answering the phone. Like the request line, people would call in, make a request for the young lady who was doing the show to play it. So, listen, my husband was a producer. He produced the show and got the show started. It was called New Wave Gospel. And I'm not going to even say the lady's name who does it. But, listen, he was the producer. He got it going. He put it together, and he got the young lady who's the host, and she still is the host, not at WBON. In, but she was there for years and years and years. She was at a different station now. But listen, let me tell you something. There was this guy named Joe, and we were quartet singers. Robert had his quartet groups. He did a guy quartet group, and he did a ladies quartet group. And then there was Joe. He managed a different group. So listen, this is the thing about cherry picking scriptures. This is what Joe would do. Now, this is a true story. Joe, that's his real name. That's his real name. His real name is Joe. So now listen to this. He wouldn't go to church. Now, me and my husband, Robert, we always went to church, very attentive, very organized, very, you know, busy within the church, very motivated and inspired. Joe was not. Joe would hardly ever go to church. Now, the thing about this, the reason why I'm telling the story, because I'm talking about cherry picking what you want. Now, listen. We would always raise money because the groups would put on different events, and you have to have money up front, right? So you're putting on the singer group, the quartets will put on different groups, different events at different churches, but you got to have money up front to do some of the things that you need to do. And so if you didn't have the money, we would sell tickets or whatever. And so now Joe, think about Joe. Robert always had his money together to do what he had to do for his guys. Joe did not always have his money. And when he was short, when he would come up short on the different events, his guys, his singing group, you know, he had to get the money. You know what he would do? He'd go to church. He'd pick out a scripture. This is the honest God truth. He would pick out a scripture that fit his needs for that particular time, and he'd go to church, and he would cry, oh, Lord, oh, God, help me. Oh, Lord, oh, God, help me. I need a financial blessing. Whoa. And, you know, guess what? He would get a financial blessing, but it didn't always work. He would cherry pick the times that he would go to service. He would cherry pick the scriptures, and he would do this. I kid you not. His wife sang with the Catherine Hayes singer a long time ago. So listen, that's what made me think about this story about cherry picking. You can't cherry pick. This was a long time ago. You cannot cherry pick God. You can't cherry pick your scriptures. You got to have the whole Bible from the beginning to the end. You just can't pick out and say, well, I'm going to live according to this scripture. I'm going to live according to this. Everybody wants, you know, the sugar-coated stuff, the bless me, pressed down, shaking together and running over. Well, what about living holy? You got to do that too. You know what I'm saying? So listen, let me get on to the song by Israel the poet. I keep wanting to call him a prophet. I don't know why. So listen. His song is called Strongest. Listen, it is a powerful song. You are going to love it. I love it. I enjoy his ministry and his music. Also, I want you guys to visit him online. Once again, it is Israel, the poet, the poets, P-O-E-T. Get it straight up in here, P-O-E-T, thepoet.com. Israel, thepoet.com, P-O-E-T.com. It's I-S-R-A-E-L-Z-P-O-E-T.com. And once again, the name of the song is Strongest. You're going to enjoy it. You are going to love it. So listen, that was the sing-along. Just in case you missed it, if it went over your head, the sing-along was the cherry picking. So the sing-along was really not about a song. It was about going to the tune of God's word from the beginning to the end, right? So listen. I want you guys to get that now. It's called Strongest. This is the name of the song, Strongest, by Israel, the poet.
Daddy, you're strong, your biceps are monstrous. You're the strongest, leave the strongest amongst them. So who's the strongest, this plant's humongous? Who's flawless, who will be titled the longest?
Son, I'm strong, I'm powerful, but I'll be honest, I'm not the strongest, and so not a shame on this. Let's ask Iron, Iron, are you the strongest? Iron replied, I'm not, and that's obvious. Though I can build buildings and strengthen objects, fire is strong, it's a much better prospect. When I go through it, I melt into fluid.
Yeah, fire is the strongest, you kind of spewed it.
Not so fast, son, this is not concluded. Fire, are you the strongest? Fire replied, it is nonsense. Use common sense so my smallest can burn the forest. Water can kill my conquest. Who's flawless? Who the title the longest? Remember, fire told us water is the strongest. Water replied, it's not true, the sun is. Though I can put out fire with a strong fist, so bring a mighty flood with a flow that's pompous. I could dry out into vapors when I'm sun-kissed.
Daddy, I don't know about this, but you're southeast, the sun just got blocked out with a cloud.
The sun spoke, said I'm proud of this kid, it's bright where the spoke is right. The cloud has power to block out my light. No shit on my shine, it turned dead at night.
The clouds reply, it's false, the wind has all the might. But the wind blows, I'm blown side to side, the end of place is the side. I can't live to the wind, but when it comes, it takes me for a ride.
Look at the dust fly as the wind glide high in the sky and defies gravity in the perfect rhapsody like a true champion until it got cut in half by a mountain. Astounding, until men start chipping away at the mountain using heavy machinery pounding the grounding, but no man can escape death. Except for one king who conquered death, the son of the blessed, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father, his name is above every name, every power. He's above every principality, my high power. Woo, Jesus Christ is the strongest. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Jesus is the strongest. Yes, he is. Listen, he's Lord of Lords. He's King of Kings. Listen, he's the one that we've got to bow down to in the end. He's the one that you need to be bowing down to right now. You hear me when I'm saying over here? So listen, I like that song, Strongest, and once again, it's by Israel the Poet, P-O-E-T. I want to invite you to his website, www.israelthepoet.com. That was a musical salute on today. I am telling you, I really, really enjoyed his music and his ministry. Listen, he's very powerful. I want to tell you something. Jesus Christ is the strongest. Whatever you're going through, whatever you got, whatever you're tussling with or wrestling with, guess what? You can overcome it by what? By the word of God. It is the word of God. So listen, it is the word of God that's going to set you free, right? So no matter whatever you're going through, no matter what your struggle is, I don't know, maybe it's emotional, maybe it's an emotional struggle, maybe it's something outside of your body, maybe it's drinking, whatever it could be, maybe it's a gambling addiction, maybe it's some type of addiction or problem, maybe your marriage, is on the rocks, you don't know what to do to get your marriage back to point one where it was, you know, many years ago, and now you're trying to figure out what should you do. What should you do? You know what? And this is the thing about what you should do. When you don't know what to do, you can always find out what to do by reading the Word of God. All answers to whatever your problem is and your situation is located in the Word of God. And guess what? If you are, have a relationship, if you're married, whatever the problem, communication. Communication, sit down and talk with your mate. Listen, I'm not no marriage counselor. I'm just telling you what works. I know what works, and I know the Word of God does work. So listen, talk through it. Pray through it, communicate through it. You know what I'm saying up in here? So listen, sit down and discuss whatever it is, what your problems are. A lot of times, problems in a marriage comes from what? Finances. Finances will rock your boat every single time. Everybody knows this. There ain't no secret. Finances will mess things up every single time. It's either like this. You have a husband and a wife, right? Or if you're dating somebody, either one person is the saver and one is the spender. You got two S's. You got the saver and you got the spender. Well, listen, the one that saves the money goes crazy and nuts because the other one is spending the money. And guess what? The one that's spending the money, once they enjoy and have a lot of fun, doesn't want to save any money. So listen, you got a positive and a negative that's together. But listen, that union can still work. You got to have an understanding. The one that likes to spend have to learn to commit. And how to save a certain percentage out of your paycheck. So listen, I'm not going to say it's a numbers game, but listen, it's like this. When you're working a regular job, 9-to-5 or what have you, you got to learn and understand to pay yourself first. Even if you are a spender, if you can manage this, one, but pay yourself when you get your paycheck, you know, pay yourself, spend, save 10%, save 20%, save 50%. Now listen, I used to be really rough. My number was 50%. Save 50% out of my paycheck to myself. Now, listen, I'm the kind of person, I love to enjoy myself. And don't get me wrong up right here. I love to enjoy myself. So, listen, when I had a job working 9-to-5, 50% of the paycheck was saved, right? And this was a long time ago in the days of St. Paul Federal. Remember the bank, St. Paul Federal? Had an account there. Every week, 50% went to that place. 50%, whether it was in an IRA, whatever it was in that account. And what I would do, I would help other young folks to do the same thing, 16, 17-year-old girls. I said, hey, let me help you go get an account. We'd go to also First Bank of Oak Park with one of my banks. And I'd take them, open the account, yada, yada, yada. So listen, in a relationship, you got sometimes a saver, you got a spender, and sometimes you might get the luck of the draw, and you both are savers. And really, that is the icing on the cake. If you got two people that love to save, that is a blessing, blessing, blessing. You won't drive each other crazy. So listen. So I'm telling you, whatever your situation is, whatever your problem is, at the end of the day, your answer is in the Word of God, right? In the Word of God. So you can get through whatever you're going through because you are going to study the Word of God. Study the Word of God. There is scriptures located in the Word to take you through life. Everything that applies to life is in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So listen, I got to get on up out of here because I will start taking a sermon right now. Listen, I am telling you, it's been a stone cold blast. It has been great. And guess what? I get to come back later on today and do it all over again.
The words of Don Cornelius, the man that made so train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and
emotion.